our Ten Commandments here that we have this morning. Want us to go through them here real quickly. Let's say them together, our Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's. It's amazing here. We want our children to honor their father and their mother. The children honor and obey is very important. Put up next slide. To see this, this is in your bulletin. I hope you go home and look at it and review it. All the children, before they get dismissed to children's church, I wanted you to see this, that Justice is going to talk about this with you. It says, treat your parents, treat them politely and with honor. Look for the good in them. Listen. Is that a good word? Listen when they talk. Accept their decisions. That's honoring them. That's obeying them. That's respecting them. Seek to please them. Obey them. Seek advice from them. Do not speak badly of them or to them. Was that a big one? And pray for them. Our children, our first to sixth grade, we want you to honor and obey and respect authority. And you're going to be downstairs. Justice is going to talk to you about this a little bit. But I want the home to go home today and discuss this, because this is a big problem in our culture. Let me say it again. This is a big problem in our culture. That's better. That's better. The sixth grade and down are dismissed downstairs to go to their junior church, of which we appreciate them very, very much. Our first commandments here, let's look at our commandments here. Our first one, it just says, know God and His truth in all its sovereignty. He's the God to know it. The first commandment. Second commandment. Second commandment is to love God and His truth supremely. He alone. Another, next commandment. Third commandment is to live for God and His truth sincerely. To live it. Not just to say it, but to live it. That's hypocrisy, this commandment. The fourth commandment. The fourth commandment is to worship God and His truth in all sacredness. It says, give me time. Is that right? I want time with you. Give me time with you, and we will spend time together. And put up the next one there. We need to spend time together. That's the fourth commandment. Spend some time with me. Is that right? I think that's a cry we need today. Are we too busy today? You're too busy. God wants time. He demands time. And if you love Him, spend time with me. And I just love that. The fifth commandment. The fifth commandment is our one today. Honor. Note how the King James spells honor. Honor thy father and thy mother. Respect your parents and all authority. Billy Graham says, a child or teen who is allowed to be disrespectful to his parents will not have true respect for... Is that true? We see that happening in our day, and we just see a day where, man, nobody's respecting their parents. Nobody's honoring their parents. And we say, boy, this is something. Look at this next one here. This was written here. It says, the world is passing through troublous times, and the young people of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraints. They talk as if they knew everything, and what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness to them. As for the girls, they are forward, immodest, unchaste and unladylike in speech, behavior, and dress. When do you think this was written? Put it up. Put it up. 1274, written by Peter the Hermit, 700 years ago. Have we had the problem all along? That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. Written in 1274, and you think you got problems. And young people, we need to have a day where we honor our parents. It is built in you to disobey your parents. Is that right? When your parent says, do this, what is the first response in your brain as a teenager? No. Why? Let the brother do it, sister do it, not me. There is just a lack of respect for authority, obedience. We have the devil in us, and it's called disobedience. And we need to understand that you don't need to follow the devil, because he's here to steal and to kill and to destroy. And this is the fifth commandment. It is the only commandment with a promise. If you obey the fifth commandment, you'll live long and prosper and do well. Because your parents are the ones who's going to protect you and guide you and lead you. Is that right? And if you get along with them, man, life's going to be good. And it's great. Ephesians chapter 6. Elliot, come and read it for us. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. When you find your place, would you please stand? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated.
The New Testament, quoting the Old Testament here, and it is amazing to see this and to realize this is God's plan. Now, the word honor thy father and thy mother isn't just a baby command. Mainly the commands given for adults to honor their adult parents, their older parents, is the main command. And we always apply it to children, but we got to honor our parents also. And that's a big deal. Honor thy father and thy mother. And sometimes that gets hold different when the roles all change. And you say, why should I honor them? They're not perfect. I found this slide. This is a great slide. It says, perfect parents have imperfect kids, and perfect kids have imperfect parents. And it says, remember, you are no bargain to live with either. I like that. And it says, remember, Jesus had imperfect parents. Is that right? Do you know it doesn't say, parents, be honorable. It says what? Children, honor your parents. And it's honor authority. We got to get that in our soul to catch that. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, we need to understand this. It says, honor, verse 2. Everybody there. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and mother. Both of them. Both. Honor them. When you're young, when you're a teenager, when you're older, when you're adult. Which is the first commandment with promise. Here's the promise, verse 3. That it may be well with thee, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. To have a life of joy, happiness, fulfillment. Obey your parents. Honor your parents. Respect your parents. And then it says, they add to it in the New Testament, verse 1. Children. Obey your parents in the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, sequel passage, verse 20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It's right, and it's what God says. Why should we obey? God said so. Let me tell you, what God says is right. Children, teenagers, this is so important here. Adults, it's your job to make this happen. Should adults expect their children to honor, respect, and obey them? It's job of dad when mom says, children, do this. Dad should be saying. Notice dad didn't say nothing. Is that right? Your mama said something, you are to what? Do it. When dad says do something, mom should be in there going. You know, and mom, when my wife would do it, she would be here and I would jump behind her and she would say, get going up. Is that right? She didn't know I was behind her. And then she'd turn around. You know, it's important that we realize today I don't think we expect it because it's getting harder and harder. It's not out in the school systems and our court systems. Is that right? It's just not there. And we don't have our leadership in the court systems, our political systems that are honorable, and everything's falling apart. Is that right? Honor's falling apart everywhere. All I can say is for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And it's not perfection, as we've seen. It's not perfection. And we realize that this is important. And we need to do this. And it's God's plan. And it's wonderful. As we go down this list, to treat them politely. When your teens are talking to you that is rough and harsh, somebody's got to say, you don't talk to mom that way. Now don't go, you don't talk to mom that way. Usually we get on their level. Is that right? We should be above their level. It's best to do it without words. Is it? Best to do it without words. But sometimes you have to. You don't talk to mom that way. You know you get much more done by whispering. When you whisper, what do teens have to do? They have to be quiet. If you holler, what will they do? Holler back at you. Whisper. Whisper. What'd you say? It's important that we realize that we should be polite. We should look for the good in them. That's it. You know, look for the good in your parents. They're not perfect, but neither are you. Listen. When parents are talking, all teens and children to be listening. Yes. We have a day that it's turned around. Kids are doing all the talking. We have a day where the kids know more about all the electronic gadgets than the adults do. We're in trouble, folks. I'm serious. Because used to be the gray hairs knew more. And now we have a culture where wisdom doesn't count. Is that true? And wisdom. And we have a culture where adults aren't too wise either. We have a culture where adults are trying to be teeny boppers. Is that right? It's a mess. And they're screaming and hollering at the kids. No, we should be in control. You feel like screaming sometimes, but I'm convinced when hollering and screaming is absent from a home, it has an attitude and an atmosphere to be healthy. And as I counsel with families, if I can get hollering and screaming from both adults and teens and children down to nothing, it's amazing what happens to that home. Just that one point. Is that true? That one point. It's so helpful. And I encourage you in your home, nobody's hollering. The only time you're allowed to holler is dad might have to holler to get, hey! Is that right? But don't condemn. No, don't act like them. It is important. Respect. And it says, listen, accept their decision. Your parents have been down the road way long before you have. Teenagers. Is that true? Yes. Well, I don't like what they're doing. Well, you might not know what to do either. And listen, accept it. Think it through. Parents, talk. Don't scream and holler. Talk. Listen to them. Listen. Seek to please them. Obey them. Seek their advice. Don't speak badly of them. Or to, you know, you can talk bad about your parents in your texting, in your Facebooking. That ought not to be. Oh, wow. If you're a teenager and another teenager is bad-mouthing their parents, let me tell you, to somebody else, they'll be bad-mouthing you. So you better say, hey, you shouldn't say that about your parents. Is that right? You shouldn't say that about your parents. That's a shame. The Bible says what? Honor thy father, thy mother. Respect. And boy, you're not doing that. I think you need to put more into texting and Facebooking. And to realize that, wow, that's important. Perfection. We're not perfect. Look at this next one. I like this one. It says, your parents may not be perfect, but catch this, but they are the most precious gift God has ever given you. Isn't that good? Wow. Where would you be without them? And that is so exciting. The keys to obedience. The keys to obedience here. The keys to obedience is immediately. It is cheerfully, it is completely, and it's without complaining. Is that good? And that's it. Look at the prayer. Look at the prayer of obedience. It says, Lord, help me to obey with a good attitude, right way, all the way, every day. Is that good? That is, wow, I need that. I need that prayer. And then what does honoring look like? I just love this here. What does honoring look like? It's encouraging your siblings. It's sharing their joys. It says, always tell the truth. That's what honor looks like. Obey your parents. Use kind words. Ask first. I like that. Be a giver. Share everything. Accept bad ideas. I like that. It says, say what you're sorry for. Forgive. Forgiveness is mandatory. Hands are for hugging, not hitting. No fussing, no whimpering, no bad attitudes. Never stay angry. Is that true? You'll get angry. Don't stay there. Be considerate. Be respectful. Be grateful. That's honor. That's honor and respecting, and it's so important that we do that. And the examples of honor. The examples of honor here is they don't lie, they respect, they listen. I don't talk back to my parents. Is that right? Do we have too much of that today? We do. You have a right to speak, but you do not have a right to speak disrespectfully. That should be upheld. Well, preacher, how you do it? You just do it. They're yelling at you or hollering at you or angry at you, and you just sit there and say, we don't talk that way. You stay calm. Parents, you stay calm. We don't talk that way. Can quietness do a lot? Too many times we scream back. That's just, you're back in childish. We have too many childish parents today. And it shouldn't be. You should value your parents' world. You should let them into your life. Too many of us do not want them into our lives as teenagers and older children. That's all that is the devil trying to get you. You're trying to sneak around. You need to let your parents should know everything you put on Facebook. Your parents should know everything you put on text. Is that right? Your parents should know everything. And everything you're writing in an email or whatever, Twitter. I don't even know what Twitter is. But whatever you do in Twitter, your parents should know. And whatever you're looking on the internet, should your parents know? If you're hiding something, usually you're doing wrong. And let me tell you, as a teenager or a child, you can get in a heap of trouble on websites and stuff like that. A heap of trouble. More than you ever understand. You're not ready for that stuff. And that's why you have parents. And you let them into your life. You be considerate. You have kindness of words. You get in their world and let them get in your world. Well, I don't like what they tell me. Well, they're probably trying to keep you out of a lot of trouble. Well, I don't want, well, nobody else does. I don't care if no other parent does. Yours does. And it's very important to catch that. Well, I wish they would get off my back. This is a good one here. It says, you spend years wishing your parents would get off of your back only to realize they're the only ones who ever really had your back. Is that good? That is a good one. I got a lot of amens on that. I have to go look for another picture like that. And it's important to catch that and to realize we need that. And honoring our parents first comes from honoring God. It says honor in Proverbs 3:9. It says honor the Lord with the substance, with thy first fruits, and all thine increase. We're to honor God. Is that right? Honor Him. Him first. Him first. Our stuff. We are honor the king. Is that right? Honor the soldiers. I hope when a soldier walks up and you're in an airport or you're in Martin's or whatever, you should say, I'm proud of you. Do you know that person? No. But you honor their position. You honor their rank. You honor who they are. You don't even know who they are. They're just wearing a uniform. We need to honor our police today. Police are getting a bad rap today. Bad. And we should honor. We don't even know them. But the policemen, we should honor them. We should honor our politicians. You know, well, I don't like them. But they have respect we need to give. And children need to learn to honor God, to honor the king, and to honor their parents. It's authority. And it's important that we grab that and realize I need that. Just one thought on honoring when they get older. Put this picture up. This is a wild picture. Look at it. This has got a lot into it. You start with a baby. You're pregnant. You have a baby, and the baby's honoring their parents. They're getting bigger. I like this picture here. They're really big holding the kid. And then they're too big to hold, and they're equal, and they honor one another. And then as we get older, we become the parents, and our parents are older, and we're carrying our parents, and then our parents are gone. Is that right? That says it all. That's all. That's the whole stage of honor. It switches, doesn't it? And you honor. Many of us are in those stages and different stages. Mom at six. I think I've showed this before. It says, Mom at six. It says, Mom, I love you. Mommy, I love you. At 10, Mommy, what? At 16, my mom is so annoying. Okay? At 18, I want to leave this house. Something happens between 18 and 25. Is that true? Every adult knows that. Something happens between 18 and 25. And it's not you, it's not them, it's how you think and how you perceive. And when you're 16, 15, 16, 17, remember that you don't see everything clearly. You might think you know everything, but you... But you think you do. And it's amazing. They become wonderful, and then they're what? And then they're annoying, and I'm out of here. And then, Mom, you were what? That's wild. At 30, I want to go to Mom's house. At 50, I don't want Mom to lose my mom. At 70, I would give up everything for my mom to be here with me. If teenagers could catch that before they get out of their teen years, that'll save you a lot. And to have respect and to realize that. Back to Ephesians chapter 5. Everybody still in Ephesians 6? Roll back to chapter 5, verse 33. Chapter 5, verse 33. This is the summary of chapter 5 of the husband and wife. In verse 33, it says... Ephesians 5:33, everybody there. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. If you want to be a godly parent and have honor from your children, be a godly parent. You don't have to be everything, but be godly. It's all you be. Start walking with God. And husbands, love your wives. And if you love your wife, you're really loving yourself because you're one. And love your wives. Be selfless. You know, die for her. Love her. Love her. Then it says to the wife, and the wife see that she what? That word is respect. That word is honor. See that she honor her husband. Honor starts from God. and then from the wife honoring the husband. Today we have husbands that just put down, and the wife is to honor the husband. Is he perfect? Goodness, no. But to honor him, to honor him. I've seen some of our young ladies marry guys and make a man out of them. I've seen some of them marry him and make a wimp out of them. And we're to honor our husbands. Now, husbands, be honorable. What you can do to be honorable is say, wife, what would you like to do? And then do what your wife says and you're honorable. You're to be wise. You're to be selfless. You're to be thinking. You're to be considering all the different situations. You're to be involved. So many of our men are just going to sleep in the home. Is that right? That's our whole day is putting down. We need men that make wise decisions, that think before they act, and pray to God. You're under God, and your family's under you, and they're supposed to honor you. So be honorable. And it's very, very important to understand that and go, God, help me. Just to summarize everything, let's look at this list. This is another list. Put up the next one. It just says the honor by respecting their role, by addressing them with respect. Should parents expect respect? And I think it's the other parent that has to do it. When they're bad-mouthing mom or dad, the other stands up and say, you don't speak to mom and dad that way. Let's go back in there and talk to mom. Get your voice down. Honor your father. Honor your mother. You don't talk that way. And you're not screaming at them yourself. You're in self-control. You got to show them self-control. You got to demand it. You got to expect it. And you have it there by obeying them the first time. Oh, if we get that young in life, we have not a lot of problems with youth. By telling the truth, always tell the truth. We have a day where we become shades of truth. Is that right? Shades of truth. And we're just conniving. We're trying to get our own way, so we don't tell the whole truth. Is that right? It's happening. That's wrong. Dead wrong. It's going to mess a whole family up. And you're just selfish. By trying to please them, by forgiving their faults. You have faults, they have faults, they make mistakes. God didn't say honor them because they're perfect. He says, I made a line here, and we gotta have the king. He's not always perfect, but you gotta honor him. Okay? And then we got parents, they're not always perfect, but let me tell you, they have a better chance of leading you right than you do. So try to stop and figure it out. Don't just go home mad. And teenagers, if you will catch a little bit of this, you'll have a happy life. I see so many teenagers that are sad, depressed, discouraged, fussing, fuming. And it says, folks, if you want to be happy as a teenager, honor your parents. You'll have a long and prosperous and happy life because they're the ones guiding, leading, protecting, helping. Wow! Why would you fight the hand that feeds you? We have a day that, wow. And just to close out here, it says, by affirming their efforts, thank them for what they do. My goodness, when you get 25 and you start doing everything for yourself, then you realize all that your parents did for you. Oh man, if you'd catch that at 14, 15, 16 and appreciate it, listen to their advice. By the way you live life, honorably, truthfully, by caring for them when they are older and disabled. That was done better in our generation before. Are you got to do that. You know, our three children debate over who's going to take care of us when we're old. Who do you think's going to take care of us when we're old? Andrew. That's right. That's right. Krissa. We don't see Andrew steps up pretty good. And Tim. But it's neat. Your children should discuss that. Is that right? Is it real? Is it real? You know, I have the privilege of having my mother with me. My brother doesn't, okay? Who gets the most love out of that event? I do. Who has better memories? Is that right? Ron Lee's parents came up. We took care of them. Was it easy? No. It's terrible. But we have great memories. And the one who loves the most, what? Yeah, it is. It is. And the last one here, it says, by remembering them after they're gone, living a life devoted to God. Somehow we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. We don't know everything, but as much as we have of the afterlife, they know what's going on. Samuel, when he was brought up, knew what was going on. Elijah and Moses that were brought up somehow knew what was going on. I don't know. Wouldn't it be great that they knew and you blessed them after they died? That's my boy. That's my girl. Honor your father and your mother. Is that right? All the way. Teenagers, I beg for you, because I see so many unhappy, so many just fussing, so many sad, not happy with anything, just miserable. And the main issue is you're not honoring and respecting and obeying your parents, which is the fifth commandment with promise. Is that right? You want to be happy? Honor thy father and thy mother. This sermon must go home. Is that right? This is just the beginning. Each of you must apply it to your lives. Parents, maybe you need to step up and say, hey, we need to demand respect from our children. I don't think it's enough. And then children, teenagers, realize if you're unhappy, and man, there's a happy plan. There's a happy plan. God who loves you has the happy plan. There's a paper that the greeters have. If our greeters would go to their places, and they have a paper of how to bless your parents. This paper is for every person, teenager and adult, that has a parent. How to bless your parent. It is really good. And you will be blessed. How to give them the best Christmas present. Really got some great ideas. Get that when you go out today. Lord bless you.